all of a sudden. You're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
For too long, Missouri's economy has been stacked against small business and the middle class. This is Attorney General Chris Koster. As governor, I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to change that. Step one, eliminate job-killing regulations and red tape to help small businesses create jobs. Step two, end tax giveaways and loopholes so we have the money to fix roads and fund public schools. Above all, our government must live within its means. As Attorney General, I operated my office under budget every year. As governor, I'll bring that fiscal discipline to the rest of government. My opponent, Eric Greitens, says he wants to blow government up, but has no experience and no solutions to put it back together. This is Chris Koster. The time has come to put politics aside and build an economy that works for all Missourians.
Koster for governor. Paid for by Koster for Missouri, Gary Mallory, treasurer.
Great music in a great room. That's the award-winning Jazz at the Bistro concert series, located in the newly renovated and remodeled Faring Jazz Bistro. Enjoy the best of live jazz, the living legends, as well as the rising stars. New to this season are Thursday morning coffee concerts. Beginning Thursday, November 3rd at 11 a.m., it's the Jimmy Green Quartet. For tickets, contact the box office at 314-571-6000. Jazz at the Bistro, the way jazz is meant to be experienced.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Now at Metro Lighting, get a 2-pack of Philips Soft White 60-watt equivalent fully dimmable LED bulbs for just $7.95. These Energy Star certified bulbs are warranted and last over 22 years or 25,000 hours. Save up to $150 per incandescent bulb replaced. For the guaranteed lowest price anywhere on these bulbs, shop local and save at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for your nearest location while supplies last. See store for details.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Dr. Dan Gagliotti. Are you or your family suffering with chronic pain, joint pain, or migraines? Did you know that all of these can be traced back to your nerve system? Stop putting band-aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptoms. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at Superior Healthcare, 314-394-1923. Listen to Superior Healthcare every Saturday and call us now at 314-394-1923.
The Superior Healthcare Radio Show, this Saturday at 8 p.m. Weekday morning. At 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
In trouble.
The soft glow of electric sex.
What?
What?
Not familiar with it.
Any movie? Anybody? What's that from?
Soft glow of electric sex.
You got me.
It is A Christmas Story. when the dad looks at his leg lamp that he gets as his prize.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the November 2nd edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Wow, has this place taken off? We quadrupled their business in 3 months. How about that? You're going to find out why what they're doing has been so well accepted after we do this. That guy who just spoke, that was Eon the Peon. That was his voice. He's the control board operator and contributor to the show. And he wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I would. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And with costs going up, it would be a good idea to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises, and Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Don't mess with him. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And the lady who called earlier for Dr. Doug with the flea issue. Remember?
Yes.
Cats, right. And he said, bring them here and then rebomb the house and clean everything and then we'll bring them back. Rat Boy says, not so fast, not necessary, not with his new product. It's called Fleas what?
Cheese.
Fleas cheese. Fleas apparently, cheese. It attracts the cheese. The fleas eat the cheese, and they die.
It's like
Decon or some of that mouse-killing stuff.
He's on a product roll. Yesterday was sneeze cheese, and today fleas cheese.
Fleas cheese. I think you got a product line going here. You're branding yourself. That's what they call it. That's good, Rat Boy. This is going to be a huge success, Fleas Cheese. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Four Orchestra? Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Think about you guys. Look at them. They love it. They love attention. I am still in my 38 size pants. I will keep you posted. If you, I don't think you'll hear me ever again say, well, I'm back into size 40. No. I had some pants that were 44. That's fat guy pants. That's fatty pants. 36, 38s. I go into the stores now, and I can look in that section that's where you have the most variety. You know, when you start looking in the fatter stuff, I've actually had people tell me, maybe you need to go to the big men's show.
Oh.
I had a clerk tell me that one time. Maybe you should shop at the big man, the big and tall man. See, they won't say fat man store.
Right.
That's not politically correct. I know what she meant. You got a pretty good belly on you. Maybe you shouldn't be shopping here. Well, now, if the cutoff is size 38, no problem. And what is it with belts? Why is it when you buy a belt, you have to get a belt that's a size bigger? If you wear 38 pants, you can't buy a 38 belt. You have to buy a 40. Did you ever notice that?
Oh, yeah.
What's that about? Why can't they make the belt the same size as the pants?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It doesn't make any sense. But you do always have to get, if you wear 36, you have to get a 38 belt. 36 won't cut it. No problem. I don't have a problem with that. Everything's fine. I'm still in my 38s and 36s. I did the, it's called Dr. Emma's HCG Diet, and I did it through, and with the help of the folks at MD Health and Wellness. There really is a Dr. Emma. Her name is Dr. Sherry Emma. And she kind of came up with this whole HCG injection way of losing weight. HCG stands for human chorionic gonadotropin. Thank you.
Whoa.
Thank you. It is a natural protein hormone. And it does all kinds of things, but what you need to know is it helps the body sustain lean body mass while you're dieting. In other words, burn fat, not muscle. And if you decide to contact MD Health and Wellness, and I hope you will, your particular program will be based on your current weight, your age, your sex, and your weight loss goals. So, in other words, it's not the same for everybody, and they're going to want some things. They're going to have a physical and a medical evaluation, blood work, an EKG. It's not just a, here's a bag of stuff, go home and eat it for 30 days, and you'll lose some weight. It's very professionally done, and I was very impressed with these people, which is why this is only in 35 years the second weight loss plan I've ever talked about. But I'm happy to do it, and I know it works because it worked for me, and I don't intend to get it back. You can also talk to the folks at MD Health and Wellness about your type 2 diabetes. You do not have to live with that. That can be reversed. And if you're not careful, folks, you can lose your vision with type 2 diabetes. You can have to have your feet amputated. I'm not exaggerating. This is what happens when you just ignore it. You don't take care of it. They'll help you with that. And low T, low testosterone, gentlemen, if you're over 40. MD Health and Wellness. Please take a look at their website. If you can't remember it, it's mdhealthwellness.com. If you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors, and there they are, MD Health and Wellness. 35 pounds for me. Now I'm kind of just back and forth, 32, 35, 33, but I intend to keep it right in there somewhere. Game 7 tonight, also the CMA Awards tonight. I have the feeling a lot of people record the CMAs, watch the game live. When this station had the Cardinals, and you know they still own us. Did you know that?
Yes.
We're owned by the same
what?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
How does that happen?
When they were on the air here for 10 minutes, I was offered a chance to throw out the first pitch. And I said no.
Really?
Now, most people would do anything for that because I don't like being embarrassed. I don't like and that you want to take an opportunity to really embarrass yourself in front of a lot of people. Go do that. Go do that. I know that I would not do it right. I wouldn't make it to the plate. It'd be too far beyond the plate. It'd be the catcher couldn't even reach out and get it. It was such a wild pitch.
You
and
throw
I just think
like
you,
a girl.
I don't throw like a girl, but I'm not a pitcher, and I don't. I just think you're asking for it. I think. You are, because what are the chances that you really just put a great one right down the middle? Slim. So you're going to look like a goofus. So I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And I told some people that, and they go, what, are you out of your mind? Throw out the first pitch? Nah. It's almost like I'm taking up a slot there where somebody who deserves to throw it out could be doing it. The Pope has said now, again, no women priests. Women are not meant for the priesthood. Now, I don't know what that means, really. Does that mean they're not smart enough to be priests? Does it mean they're not what? To be, what is it about being a priest that would prohibit a woman from being priest? Is it all about compassion and counseling and that stuff?
I'm not sure, because the priests live in a rectory usually there's two or three priests there, and they live in the rectory together. So maybe that's an issue, too.
No, I just think they don't think women should be priests. And one of the things the Pope said was, he says, Jesus chose disciples, and his disciples were all men. That was one of the things he used as a reasoning for. So my question is this. How does the Pope think Catholics should feel about making a woman president of the United States? If women can't be priests, how in the world could a woman be president? That's a bigger job than being a priest.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he addressed that or not. What we're about to share with you is fairly sensitive, and we were going to do it 2-3 days ago, and then we had to have many meetings about it. Dan and Peon and I met for a couple hours at least over, do we air this story or do we not? And we decided, you need to know, this stuff can happen. This actually took place in Tokyo, a surgical procedure. This is not a joke. This is a true story. This is this was in papers all over the country. This happened August 16th, fairly recently. They were in the middle of a surgical procedure, and the patient passed gas.
Oh.
And it started a fire, basically an explosion. The gas is flammable, And not unlike butane or propane or natural gas, the gas out of your body will catch fire. Young men have been known to light theirs, bend over and light them.
I
have seen this. Dan, you had, yes, you did.
I lit a couch on fire one time doing that.
How proud you must be of that.
Mm-hmm.
Lit a couch on fire by lighting your own gas as it was coming out of your
body. Yeah, I was probably 17 or 18 or something like that.
I watched a guy do this in the Army. He was on the bunk and no clothes on, and he had his legs back over his head.
No.
He's on his back with his legs way back, and he says, "Hey, watch this." And he lit it, and it backed up on him.
I still have never done that.
Well, Peon, I don't think most of us have. You say it like, you know, I've never...
I think most teenage boys have tried doing that.
No, mm-hmm. I didn't try.
Really?
No, I'm not doing that. Dude, look, after I saw this guy in the Army, he kind of like had a little gas pass hiccup where it and came back, and the flames kind of went back in, and you could smell the hair that he burned, rectal hair.
But I would never, ever, or I don't know anyone that's ever taken their clothes off to do something like that.
No, he was
like
completely nude with his legs behind his head. It was horrible looking. It was terrible.
That's a bad sight.
We have obtained the video. I'm grateful now that we're not on 11.2. This is so graphic, but we will play it so that you can hear the audio. You will hear the doctor, the Japanese doctor. You'll hear him speaking, and then you will actually hear the gas pass and the explosion. This video is so graphic. I'm so glad you folks can't see it. Here we go.
Oh, you want to hear the doctor first or afterwards?
The clip that I was talking about.
The doctor was speaking, and then it happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, I don't know which clip you have.
No, that's the one I have.
Yeah.
Operating room. Hand me a scalpel. He said, hand me a scalpel.
Body parts flying.
I'm glad they didn't see the body parts everywhere.
Oh, man. Did that kill everyone in the operating room?
I believe it did, yeah. I believe it. From the sound of it, my guess would be, they're gone. It's a quick death, painless death, though. That's the good news. Well, there you go, folks.
I wonder how often that happens.
What do you tell the family? Kids, your dad, he cut one. Mm-hmm. And somehow or other, a spark ignited. I'm sorry. But here's the good news, John. No charge for cremation. Hey, self-cremated. How many people do you think there are who write greeting cards for Hallmark? How many card writers do you think?
Oh, wow.
Hallmark.
In the country?
Do you think most people know Hallmark is in Kansas City?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh, you didn't know that? No. That's the big headquarters. In fact, there's a giant business complex. Hallmark, that's their world headquarters. How many writers, Dan?
Oh, man. I'll say 25,000.
Oh, I think, I was going to say like 1,000.
24,000.
They have 24 writers.
24 people. That's it. Wow.
Yes, but if you look at most of the cards, you can see why you don't need many people to write that crap. Mm-hmm. Because most of them say something like "Season's greetings and the best to you all year." I could write that in my sleep. That's what most of them are.
Yeah.
Wishing you all the best during this holiday season. When people send me those, it actually makes me mad because what it says was, really? Is this as creative as you can get? This is all the thought you put into this? Just an off-the-rack, generic, season's greetings from our family to yours.
In the Adam Sandler movie, Mr. Deeds, he's always trying to get... He's sending stuff in for Hallmark.
That's right. He kept submitting these card ideas. Nah, 24 people write that stuff.
Wow.
And most of them, to me, are lame. But hey, who am I? I look at Hallmark.
I wonder what the turnover is like. I wonder if a lot of them have been there for like...
Here's a woman,
30,
Diana Matting. She's a writer. She's been there. She's 59. She's been there writing cards for 30 years.
Whoa.
Can you
imagine? I'm guessing. What would you have to do to get fired? I mean, once you get the job and they know you can write those
You know what you do to get fired? You write something dirty. Because Hallmark doesn't do those. I'm serious. They don't do those off-color cards.
Oh, I think, so, yeah, that would be pretty.
Maybe that would
job
be
suicide there. Especially if there's only 24 jobs in the entire country. Yeah. That's not a smart idea.
No, that's not a good idea. I mean, ladies, get in here, please. I mean it. Come on. Get in here. Now. Like now.
Oh.
Ooh, that's nice.
What were they doing?
They were writing down some ideas for cards.
Hallmark?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. They'll be excused. I want to thank Dan for saying one word yesterday. The word he said was supplies. He said something about supplies, and I thought, I know that joke. So here we go. The job site. It's a coal mine. And three new guys are on the job site today. So the foreman is deciding what jobs to give them. And he sees the Irish guy as a strapping, big, strong-looking guy. So the foreman says, hey, you, Irishman. He goes, yes. He says, like, my Irish is not that good, okay? He says, I'm going to put you in charge of shoveling. Because this coal has to be shoveled from this bin over to that bin. You're in charge of shoveling. Thank you so much. And he says, hey, Mexican. And the Mexican guy says, see? He says, I want you in charge of sweeping because there's a lot of coal dust on these sites. And if you don't keep after it, the office trailer over there, all this paperwork, the desk, I have coal dust all over it. I want you to keep that stuff swept away. Si, senor. And we'll do that. So he says, all right, look, you guys, I'm... And he says, and I see there's that little guy there. What are you, Chinese? He goes, oh, yeah, Chinese. He says, what do I have you do? I tell you what, I'm going to put you in charge of supplies. You got it? He goes, I got that. Supplies. I got it. He goes, okay, get to work, you guys. I got to go. I'm coming back in a couple hours. I want to see some work done when I get back. So he leaves. He comes back. Nothing's been done. He stands there and he looks around. He says to the Mexican guy, he goes, hey, I thought I put you in charge of sweeping. There's coal dust everywhere. Nothing's been swept off. What's the deal? He goes, senor, I don't have a broom. I cannot sweep without a broom. And the guy you put in charge of supplies, the Chinese guy, he not give me a broom. I don't have a broom. I cannot sweep. He goes, you can get a broom? What the heck? And then he turns to the Irish guy. He goes, there's been one shovel full of coal from one bin to the other. What is that about? He says, he didn't have a shovel. The Chinese guy did not give me a shovel. He goes, what in the world is going on with that Chinese guy I put in charge of supplies? Somebody bring him to me. I can't find him. And now he's thinking, oh, my goodness, I hope he didn't go down in the shaft in the mine. So he tells everybody, let's go, and they get lanterns, and they go in there, and they're looking for the Chinese guy that he put in charge of supplies. Now they're concerned. An hour goes by, 2 hours. My goodness, the guy could suffocate. We have to find him. They're in a panic. They get deeper and deeper down into the mine shaft. And after frantically calling his name, Wang, 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 after 5 hours, he comes darting out from around the corner and yells, supplies!
All right, let's see how traffic's moving. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, Dan, traffic is unusually light this afternoon, and I'm kind of thinking people are just ramping up to go watch this Cubs-Cleveland game, and they're trying to get home early. The heaviest traffic I saw was on eastbound 40 downtown. You're jammed up from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge westbound. That was heavy from Jefferson out through McCausland, a little heavy right around the Clayton Morrison area, but then a good run all the way out through Highway 70. You do have an accident on westbound 70 west of Lindbergh that was on the inside shoulder. I believe the left lane is blocked now with emergency vehicles. You have southbound 270 stop and go south of Olive. southbound through Doherty Ferry and eastbound Highway 270. That looks like it's heavy midway between McDonnell and Lindbergh through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is the top choice of doctors, nurses, and other health professionals nationwide. Now it could be your choice, too. Get yours at Walgreens and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Despite popular demand, it's coming.
It's coming.
Yes, the award-winning entertainment show Max on Movies makes its triumphant return to the St. Louis radio airwaves this weekend.
Max on Movies.
Tune in this Saturday at 10 p.m. to hear Max, the maven of movies, review the latest theatrical and DVD releases, along with lots of celebrity interviews. Maximize your movie-going experience as Max on Movies returns this Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on KTRS.
For too long, Missouri's economy has been stacked against small business and the middle class. This is Attorney General Chris Koster. As governor, I'll work with Republicans and Democrats to change that. Step one, eliminate job-killing regulations and red tape to help small businesses create jobs. Step two, end tax giveaways and loopholes so we have the money to fix roads and fund public schools. Above all, our government must live within its means. As Attorney General, I operated my office under budget every year. As governor, I'll bring that fiscal discipline to the rest of government. My opponent, Eric Greitens, says he wants to blow government up, but has no experience and no solutions to put it back together. This is Chris Koster. The time has come to put politics aside and build an economy that works for all Missourians.
Koster for governor. Paid for by Koster for Missouri. Gary Mallory, treasurer.
Hey, do you know what your heating and cooling needs are? You know, everybody is different. And at Premier Heating and Cooling, they analyze each customer's comfort needs to determine which products will provide you with the optimum comfort and value. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation. Premier is the first and most experienced American Standard dealer in St. Louis and St. Charles area. They recommend the best possible heating or cooling system to meet efficiency and comfort requirements. If you have allergies, they can address that as well. And by the way, American Standard rebates up to $1,100 instant rebates or 0% APR for 36 months on qualifying American Standard equipment. This offer expires November 30th, 2016. They've been serving the St. Louis and St. Charles area for over 25 years, residential and commercial HVAC units. So call Premier Heating and Cooling now at 636-916-1122, or you can reach them online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Governors are supposed to lead. But after 22 years, career politician Chris Koster doesn't lead anything except corruption.
Koster ripped off taxpayers for $2 million.
He said he'd make Obamacare his top priority, then took $500,000 from Hillary.
Koster repeatedly dropped corporate corruption investigations after lobbyists wrote him big fat checks.
The New York Times even named Koster one of the most corrupt attorney generals in America.
I'm supposed to trust him? No way.
I trust Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL, family man.
Fighting for our veterans and farmers.
Eric has the guts to defend our values.
The right to life.
Second Amendment.
Higher paying jobs and education without Common Core.
This election is about who has the character to be governor.
A corrupt, lying career politician like Chris Koster?
Or a conservative patriot like Eric Greitens? 22 years is enough.
It's time for a new direction.
Eric Greitens.
for governor.
Paid for by Greitens for Missouri, Jeff Stearman, treasurer.
In Illinois, we're no stranger to potholes. But the problem with our roads goes much deeper. After decades of heavy traffic and extreme weather, over 4,000 Illinois bridges are crumbling, and half our roads are rated in poor condition. We see it in every part of the state. We already pay to fix our roads, but year after year, Springfield raids the road fund for their pet projects. They've taken over $6 billion of our transportation money in the last 10 years alone. And the more they take, the more our safety is at risk. But on November 8th, we can take back control. We can vote for the Safe Roads Amendment and require Springfield to spend our transportation money on transportation only. With the Safe Roads Amendment, we can fix our roads without raising taxes. Newspapers across Illinois support the Safe Roads Amendment, saying it's common sense. So on November 8th, at the top of your ballot, vote yes on the Safe Roads Amendment. Paid for by Citizens to Protect Transportation funding.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East. Paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Before you make an important family decision about high school for next fall, I'd like you to visit Catholic High Schools on Open House Sunday, November 6th. Your family will receive a firsthand experience of each school's program and unique environment. Affordable, accessible, and alive in Christ, Catholic High Schools challenge students to excellence, prepare them for college, and help them grow in their relationship with Jesus. Students of all faiths are welcome. Visit Catholic High Schools on November 6th and online at archstl.org.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Let me go home.
Southern California. Mike Evans is standing by. He is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I don't know where to start if I tried to tell you what to go in and have off the menu at Annie Gunn's. I've never had anything bad. I would say
French dip,
and for dessert, bread pudding. And if you're going, ooh, I don't like bread pudding, well, that's exactly what I said until I had their bread pudding. Made in part with Maker's Mark bourbon. It's unbelievable. Okay, and go with Peon's French dip. It is... You don't need teeth to eat it. You can gum it.
Exactly.
You have no teeth. That's how tender it is. Next door is a Smokehouse Market. They're both east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards, always a good idea. Say good afternoon. Actually, good evening at this point to Mike Evans, everybody. No, evening is officially 6 o'clock, so it's still afternoon. What's up, Holmes? Wait, how you doing?
Ah.
Actually, official sunset is 5:45 right
evening?
Now.
Evening? It, right this so. Second, it just turned evening.
Yes.
Okay, so good evening would be appropriate. Hmm. What's
That's
going
not
on?
Appropriate to me, homie. I'm in the West Coast.
Well, yeah. For you, it's what? It's almost not
afternoon.
Not even 4 o'clock yet. So, yeah, it'd be afternoon.
You're not even out down here.
Well, what is that? Is that Butterfly McQueen from Gone with the Wind? I don't know nothing about birth and no babies. Was that the voice?
Even I don't know anything. I'll talk about that when I need to talk about love again. Dear mommy.
Oh, my. All right. All right. Let's
All righty.
World Series tonight, homie.
Yeah.
Game seven. How about them Cubbies?
They're going to do it.
Oh,
they are going to do it.
Franco's out on a limb.
Even on visitor turf, they're going to do it. Even if all the celebration is just right there in their little huddle, it's still they're going to do it.
Paco is questioning the name of the hottie who was once arrested for felony hit and run, was guilty, paid a huge fine, put in 3 years probation. Pamela Anderson.
Hmm.
Michelle Pfeiffer, Kate Winslet, Halle Berry. Love Nuggets, very quietly, they have become one of Hollywood's most in-love couples, Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Just celebrated their 25th wedding anniversary.
Hey, you know who I didn't see this morning, but I saw him promoting him, and I walked through the room. My wife was watching it. Warren Beatty. And here's how they build it. Coming up, a Hollywood icon. Really?
Warren Beatty, is he? He is considered one of the real Hollywood insiders like Jack Nicholson.
But he can't be considered one of the great actors, can he?
He's
what is
considered
his?
One of the real movers and shakers of Hollywood.
Wow.
Very quietly.
I'll say.
Another great, don't you know who I am?
All right.
So while cashing a check at a L.A. bank, this dude gave the teller the check. Teller asked for him to swipe his bank card. He grumbled a bit, but he swiped it. She said, oh, yeah, we can cash it. All I need is an ID. That's when he squealed, don't you know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
She admitted she had no idea, and she was a little put off by his attitude. And then the bombshell.
Who was?
I am Frankie J. Grande.
Who?
Teller says, well, Matt, I don't know who the hell that is. She's getting upset. He says, I was on Big Brother, and my sister is Ariana Grande.
Oh, I had to throw them at my...
Teller said, well, I never watched Big Brother, and I don't know any Ariola Grande.
Oh,
well, it's sad when you got to throw your sister's name out. You know, it's sad when you got to go, my sister is... Yeah.
Is that an ego party of one? Is that unbelievable?
Wow.
No, it's very believable, actually.
I got a lookalike on me. I got a lookalike on me.
You do?
I got two of them. Ready?
Mm.
Me and Brad Pitt.
Oh, yeah.
You and Roman Polanski, and you and the guy on Mad Magazine.
Oh, man. Wow.
Jeez, I can't believe you said me and Alfred E. Newman.
Oh.
Well, there is, I'm sorry, there's a little bit of resemblance there.
I don't think that's very nice. Coming from Humpty Dumpty.
Oh, that's good. That's real good. Humpty Dumpty.
Okay, ready for the next one?
Yep.
Huma Abedin and George Clooney's wife.
Huma Abedin?
They're lookalikes. No, they are.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, they do look alike.
I don't know. I just saw that wiener the other night. I think Clooney's wife is...
Did you watch the documentary?
I did.
Was it beyond belief?
Oh, yeah. No, it was like the greatest reality show ever.
Leave Wiener alone!
Oh, no. I knew he'd like it. The guy is... It's just, you watch it, you can't believe the guy.
I know. He's unbelievable.
There's no shame.
But I think Clooney's wife is more attractive.
You know.
I think Clooney's wife is more attractive.
I agree. I think Clooney's wife is more
attractive. Yeah, but they look a little bit alike.
Yes, I agree with that, yeah.
Okay. If Lady Gaga can't flag a cab in short order when she's going from uptown to downtown in New York, she'll just stick her thumb out and hitchhike and get in anybody's car to get the ride going downtown.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
She's wild. She's out there.
She does it all the time.
She's out there.
Unbelievable. Dina Lohan is pitching a reality show about how to be a great mom.
Well, it's about time. It is about time.
Unbelievable. New York Post headline, they just keep finding more emails. Headline in New York Post screams, more emails bulging in wiener probe.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, you like that, honey?
I like it.
I can't. Date in history on November 2nd, 2002. On this date, Steven Spielberg paid $500,000 for Betty Davis's Oscar. She had passed away, gave it to her family. The family sold it. They said they were broke. Spielberg immediately took it and returned the Oscar to the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences, where he said it truly belonged.
You can do that when you got that kind of money.
He's worth $4 billion, so... I don't imagine that $500 million is going to put him. $500,000 is going to put him out of.
Never miss it.
Out of business. You get that, homie?
Yep.
Who do you got tonight? Let's go around the room. I know Dan hates the Cubs.
Well,
so much.
They both don't want the Cubs to win. Neither one of them. It's just me.
That's correct.
Yes. Dan and I have Cleveland, the Indians.
Yes.
But you know what? It's really no big deal.
Why?
Because whoever's going to win is going to win. Doesn't make any difference who we like or who we don't like.
That is correct. Yeah.
So, it'll play out. It'd be fun to watch it play out unless it's, 8-0 like last night's game.
I'll tell you what is going to be the big deal. Tuesday night, after 2 years of campaigning we've been sitting through, it finally ends, hopefully Tuesday night, unless there's some sort of,
I'm sure there'll be some
conflict or hanging chad or tie.
There's got to be something.
I think it's going to be over Tuesday night.
Tuesday, it'll be kind of late. Actually, no, it won't be too late. Still, the polls will be open here. I'll make my prediction on who's going to win.
You've got the advantage in California because you get to, by the time you're watching the East Coast 3 hours ahead, they got their polls closed and their numbers, so you'll get some results out there.
Tell
them who's going to win.
Donald Trump.
Okay.
And finally.
All right. It wasn't a political statement. That was just a guess, folks, as who's going to win. He's not campaigning.
Okay. No, I'm not campaigning.
Right.
I don't know you'd call it a guess when you're as intelligent and have the insight and the IQ and the street knowledge that a person like I have.
Michael Moore agrees with you. He says Trump will win. He says, I can't stand Trump, but he's going to win. So.
Wow.
Michael Moore said that?
Yep.
Okay, Clinton's going to win.
All right.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
And finally.
I'm still on Trump.
Here we go.
And finally.
Okay,
we Barry did that.
We did.
I didn't hear Dan say no.
No, that's no. Peon
no,
that says
to,
no.
He wants
I never really
to
say
no.
No.
Okay, there you go.
Name the name of the hottie who was once arrested for felony hit and run, guilty, paid a huge fine, and put 3 years probation in. Was it Michelle Pfeiffer, Pamela Anderson, Halle Berry, Kate Winslet?
Ooh, I'm going to go Halle Berry.
I'll say Halle Berry.
Winslet.
The woman got 6 toes on a foot. Halle Berry. I give a damn.
She got 11 toes. Is that the deal?
Yeah. He says 6 on each foot.
Six. On each foot?
That's be 12. Whoa. Yeah.
You still wouldn't kick her out of bed, would you?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Of course not.
She doesn't need a calculator.
I'd say what toes?
She's a dream girl for some guy with a foot fetish. Are you kidding me? Looking like that and 12 toes? Woohoo! Jackpot!
Man, I bet you they charge her double for a pedicure.
That's a good point. They might. And
no.
When they first look down, they go, oh, wait a minute. 12, 3, 4, 5.
It would only be 12.5% double for 2 extra toes. Come on. That's
true.
That's a little outrageous.
I want you to go, folks, I want you to do 2 things. I want you to go into Meanies. I want you to walk in the store, and I want you to check their website regularly. I check it every week. I know they got something coming up next Wednesday for the vets, the paramedics, the firefighters, the cops, a special deal. Good for them. There's always something going on at a Meanies and something special and the sale price on something because they move a lot of merchandise. Number one category is still patio furniture. You'll find out why when you see the quality they sell. Same for all the other furniture. It's not furniture you find in other furniture stores because it's not run-of-the-mill furniture. It's the best stuff made in the world. And when you go, you don't have to worry about the kids being a problem or them tugging and pulling at your pants or your skirt. They're going to beg you not to go because while you're looking at lights upstairs in the Jaffe Lighting Department or you're looking at furniture or whatever, they're playing pinball or arcade games on free play. The folks there love it when kids do that. This is a fantastic store. And I can't thank you enough, those of you who have been telling them your AM and the PM, that's what keeps people on the air here. Even if you just walk around and don't do anything but take a picture of that incredible carpet, that $750,000 handmade 150-year-old Oriental rug hanging there. All you do is go take a picture of that. That's fine with me. I just want you to see the place. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, Amini's.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's things have thinned out almost everywhere, but now we get a word that on westbound Highway 270 at Old Halls Ferry in North County, it's shut down due to an accident there. You've thinned out downtown on eastbound 40. Westbound 40 is still running slow from Vandeventer, a little west of Vandeventer now, to McCausland. You look great from that point on all the way out through Highway 270. In fact, it even stretches out through Wentzville. On westbound 70, you're running a little bit slow still between, it looks like Bermuda out through the work zone at Hanley. That accident at Lindbergh's been cleared, so traffic is all thinned out there. Southbound 270, the only slowdown there is between Highway 40 to south of the Clayton Road overpass. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Ectrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, one gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Hunters, visit G&W Meat for your deer processing. That's G&W Meat and Bavarian Style Sausage Company. G&W processes each deer separately, so the venison you get back is from your deer.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hey, it's Jim Huer. On Wednesday's show, we will discuss the World Series. We will have our NFL picks for the week and Hockey Sense in the 8 o'clock hour with Andy Strickland from O.B. Clark's.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Half-price Wing Tuesdays are now at B-Dubs. Any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid at participating locations for a limited time.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.